Book of the week. Yay. What's our book of the week?
So our book of the week this week is Ship Beneath the Ice by Mintz and Bound. Also, hello, I'm Mita from Scorpio Books. And I'm going to start this by saying I'm normally someone who doesn't read a whole lot of nonfiction. I'm normally the manga person, or at a stretch I read a lot of fantasy and science fiction.
I was a little shocked when you said this wasn't manga.
This one is a nonfiction book. It's about the discovery of the ship Endurance, which was a ship that Ernest Shackleton captained, and it sank in Antarctica, and I can't remember the exact date. And this is about the search that the author went on to try and find it. It is fantastic. It links up between the events of the past that led up to the sinking, and as well as the accounts of the people who survived it, and it sort of connects those to the author's experiences as they're aboard this expedition looking for it. And, you know, like I said, I don't normally read nonfiction, but I read this book in 2 days because it was just so gripping that I just didn't want to put it down.
Oh, wow.
And so, like, if you don't really know anything about history or, like, the history of the ship or much about Antarctica, it sort of seems a little bit daunting. You sort of hear about that and you're like, I'm not super familiar with that area. I'm going to steer away from that.
No, I kind of get that. I feel like it's quite a niche area.
Yeah.
Almost.
Yeah. But it's really good because it doesn't expect you to. It sort of starts it out and it explains all of the history of the ship as sort of you go through, as well as Antarctica. And it's like, so long as you have a vague interest in the ocean, this book will take that and it will just run with it. And you'll just go, oh, okay, cool, I'm along for the ride.
Oh, my God, okay.
Yeah, so everything is super easily explained, and it's expanded upon sort of as you go, and you can really pick up some really interesting tidbits of information. Like, for example, I learned that, because when I sort of read about it, I was like, wouldn't it have just been destroyed by the ice as it was sinking?
Yeah.
No, apparently Antarctica is really good for the preservation of shipwrecks, because anything that breaks them down can't survive in the cold, and so everything is just pristine.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so like you think about it and you're like, oh, this ship has been down there for years, it'll be completely demolished, but no, apparently perfect area for stuff like that because it just stays.
Oh my God, that's so cool.
Yeah, and so you can just pick up a whole bunch of little interesting things.
So they found it, right? They found the boat.
Yes, so they found it, and there's some really beautiful images in the sort of center of the book, which are on a different kind of paper. And so you can actually easily find in the book, you can just flick from where you're reading to the pictures and look at everything. And it's got pictures of the crew who were originally on the ship and the people who were on both of the expeditions who were looking for the ship, because it was actually only found in 2022. It was only found last year. And
super recently.
Super recently, yeah. And so when they were looking for it, they originally started looking for it in 2019, and then they had to stop because the weather wasn't allowing them to. And then last year they tried again and they found it. And it's really good because it doesn't sort of glorify the people who were originally on the ship. It doesn't go, oh yes, these were brave, heroic men who survived anything that the world threw at them. It's like, no, these men were going through an incredibly traumatic event. They were stressed out of their tree.
Yeah, right.
And they were people. They did an incredible thing. They survived. None of them passed away after this.
That was actually going to be my next question. So they all survived.
They all survived. Ernest Shackleton made sure that they all got back home.
Wow.
Which was, like, incredible. It's you sort of think about it and you're like, wait, you mean they were on the ice for months?
Yeah,
and they got hope.
Wow. I mean, especially when you think about when it happened as well.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, it's in Antarctica. It's all the way back then. Oh, no. But, yeah, they all got home. But it does sort of impress upon you. It's like, no, these were men who got stressed. They lost their temper. Some of them didn't like each other very much. Mm-hmm. But they all worked together in order for them all to get home. And it's also sort of in that same vein of, oh my God, Antarctica is terrifying. It sort of, the book goes out of its way to be like, this is a beautiful environment. It's being threatened by the things that we're doing.
Yeah, cool.
So like, it, as well as being a fantastic sort of survival story, adventure story, and a bit of a memoir on the author's part, it also is got a bit of an environmentalist twinge to it, where you're sort of sitting there, you're going, wow, this author absolutely adores Antarctica. They see the beauty and everything, and they're impressing that upon me. But, oh Lord, we need to do something about this.
Yeah, totally.
It's got so much detail. It's fantastic. What else?
I do actually have a few questions.
Yes.
Number one, because everyone survived, did they like know where the boat was?
So that's part of why it was so hard to find, because what happened was all of the instruments that they had used to try and find it had sort of lost their calibration in the shipwreck. And so there was also the problem where, since they didn't know exactly where they were, they couldn't like triangulate their position using the sun. And so they couldn't go, oh, the sun's there and I'm over here. That means this is where I am. Right. So they sort of lost track of where they were, which was why it took so long to find, because they didn't know how far the ship had drifted. They didn't know how, like where it had exactly sank. They had a decent idea. But one of the author's biggest worries was that, what if their calculations were wrong?
Yeah,
what if they were looking
course,
in a completely
course,
wrong part
yeah.
of the map? It wasn't so much a ship went down. It had sort of gotten trapped in some ice and then floated for a while and then sank when the ice started to melt after the like winter had gone.
Yeah, right.
And
wow.
so the person who had been sort of on the ship, who was their navigator, had gone, I think this is where we're supposed to be, but I don't know. And then the poor Mets and Bound was going, I'm pretty sure this is where it will be, but it could completely be wrong. I could be completely off. Who knows?
Yeah, I guess there are so many factors to consider.
Yeah, because it's not so much it went down in the a big smooth patch of ocean where you can look at it and just go, okay, down.
Yeah, right.
It's in an area that's like the reason that. Because they failed because the ice got stuck around them. And then in the 2019 expedition, the author basically is on this expedition trying to get through, and then the weather gets so bad that it's like the same sort of factors that meant that they had to turn around and go home because they just couldn't get out. And it was like, okay, we're not having two shipwrecks here, thank you very much.
Yeah, it sounds like too much effort.
Yeah.
My other question is the author. Who is the author?
Mints and Bound.
So Is his thing like shipwrecks? Like, or was he just always fascinated with this one? And
so from I know nothing about him other than what's in the book, but from what I could gather, he grew up in an area where he is like almost like an ocean archaeologist,
right,
for lack of a better word. So he goes out and he looks for them. And he's always had a particular fascination with this one, but he'd never thought about him going out and finding it. And then he was talking to someone and they said, why don't you go and try and find the Endurance? And he went, wait, hang on. Yeah, I could actually do that. And then that's what sort of triggered this. At the beginning of the book, he actually goes, he's like talking about it, because it was sort of written from a series of blog posts and his stuff that he was keeping. And then it's just sort of been polished up and put into this book. And so it's all in sort of chronological order of him searching for the book. It's not a, you know, when you start, it's not a, hey, we found the thing and here's what happened leading up to it. It's a, we're going out looking for it. Who knows?
Ugh, that is so cool.
It's so cool.
It's essentially treasure hunting, really, isn't
it? It's very much so. It feels very like you're treasure hunting through this person's eyes, and so you're getting all the excitement without having to do any work.
Oh, I love it. Oh, the child in me is just obsessed right
now. It's very, very fun. It was like, if I hadn't been very busy on the days where I was trying to read it, I would have probably finished it in one sitting.
Wow.
Because it was it was so good. It was so good.
Well, I'd love to talk about this all day, but unfortunately I can't, because we all have other things to do, don't we? But anyway, something very special about Scorpio Books. We have a new section type thing going on.
So we've opened up a little sort of travel shop. It's sort of just across from our normal one. You can see it if you're standing in the doorway of the normal shop.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Scorpio Books Next Door. It's got all of our Lonely Planets, it's got all of our language books, it's got some really beautiful pictorial ones of New Zealand, and if you're wanting to find something new to go and visit, you should 100% drop by. If you're sort of struggling to find it, you can just stop by the main shop and we can point you in the right direction.
Cool. I love how you're slowly kind of like taking over the BNZ Centre.
Yes.
Though it's not actually, is it still the BNZ Centre?
Still BNZ Centre, right. Lanes, yeah.
Yeah, well, hey, thank you so much for joining me, Meeta.
Thank you for having me.
And what an exciting book.
Yes.
Maybe we'll get treasure-themed manga next time or something, who knows. Anyway, who knows? Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
See you later. It's all good.